So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Education Department announcing a new portal today that will allow people to talk about universities not reporting foreign money that they get. You know, think the Chinese, think Qatar, think, the University of Pennsylvania, among others. And what does that money buy? What are they up to with that? And how much? It's shocking. Those are the two biggies. Maybe Qatar even bigger than the others. You know, you got some bone saw stuff you want to do. Send a pen or somebody else some money, and it might be helpful. Then hit a few golf balls out there. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hit us on the side question. Something from Appalachia. We're talking about that. We heard from Scott Jennings, and you're going to get a whole lot more of the guy who's the hottest guy out there, and that will be a week from today. Tickets, 1210WPHC.com. You know, usually somebody like this that I have such esteem, I have to take to the mattresses to prepare every... He's so comfortable in this. Now, maybe we'll try a little debate. I'd like to debate Scott Jennings. I don't see any Achilles heel there other than make faces at him like he does. Right. But he is, he called it being in the cage on CNN and how they've set it up. It's brilliantly produced. Now, whether you like the annex of it or not, I think Fox, you know, Fox would say they, now, nah, come on, the Five isn't like that. They have on the Five a conservative, Harold Johnson Jr.
Ford, Harold Ford.
Yeah, Ford Jr. He's not a conservative. I mean, and they beat up on him is what it comes down to. The fire's there. Now, Tarlow is somebody I'd have on it. My all-time guy, though, of course, is Araldo. Because Araldo is such a wild card. You put him into a debate, it's good stuff. But he's right. Why not a debate show on Fox? I'm talking about a no-holds-barred if the conservative can't hold up. We can't hold up. I mean, just think what Jennings faces. The host is against him. He's on CNN. He's got a double barrel usually on the other side. Dr. Cornel West is right next to him there saying weird stuff. It's not an easy spot. And that's why this is so refreshing what he's up to. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. You get on board Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Great day for a duck out here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, can I give you a suggestion? I know you're a wine drinker, but can I give you a suggestion for next Tuesday?
Sure.
You want to get a Maker's Mark Moscow Mule.
Okay.
And what it is a bourbon, and it is made with bourbon.
Okay.
And you will, I believe that you will surprise yourself and enjoy it.
Okay. My, I have my own guy, of course, Gary, but I thank you. That's a good suggestion. That would be Johnny Z. I don't know what he'll concoct. I'm not sure if he's coming or not. But, yeah.
Text Johnny and ask him, do you think I'll like that? Because it's, when I say it's smooth, it is so smooth. My wife likes it.
Yeah, how about the kick of it? How bad is that?
No. There isn't any.
Oh, okay.
There isn't any.
All right.
I mean, obviously, if you have three of them, there will be, but not one. You will enjoy it.
This is an hour and a half interview. It might be three or four.
Wait till the end.
Gary, you just gave me the idea, though, Greg Stocker. I think we'd have a full bartender outfit, seated there for all politics and pints, like mixing the drinks up, shaking them, doing that, Henry. That would really add to the flavor of it, rather than just having the bar there.
I volunteer.
Okay, you got it. What's your side today?
Before I get to the side,
yes.
I would love to see what they're doing outside of Venezuela and really get on this Mexican cartel thing while we're at it.
Well, the Mexican cartel is where I would attack because, Gary, to be honest, I don't think the Venezuelan is the fentanyl connection as much.
Not I don't think so poisonous. Either.
It's the Mexicans. We could hit them easily with drones. They're right there, right in our backyard.
I'm hoping this is the trial to get to them, honestly.
Yeah, they are they're the big boys. I mean, that is I've never been more apprehensive than when I went into Juarez to interview the mayor of Juarez.
The pictures that you see of Juarez with people hanging, it's crazy.
Well,
it's
and
crazy
when I say to the guy, I only went with the guy because he was nebbishy. We had like a Pinto or something. Why don't you put those three Jeeps, spread them out with the machine gun on them? He said, not safe. And I'm going, wait a minute, it's not safe. And I asked the guy, what are all the school desks for the blast? And he found,
My answer for the side question today requires no words at all.
Okay.
But other than Ned Beatty, I don't think ever returned as a legitimate actor after. Ding, 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 ding.
All right, you got it. All right, very good. 855-83. Ned Beatty was a really good character actor. Tremendous. Was he in?
He's in, Network. I know he's.
That's what, yeah, Network. Much different role than you think of.
Yeah, he's the executive in that.
The executive. You, Mr. Beal. 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. So we'll talk with John Yoo. And look, we bring you the best, and he's a conservative. And as I said, John Yoo at 1:30, big-time lawyer, San Francisco now. But he was the architect of the Bush-enhanced interrogation policies. Somewhat, I believe, I'd have to ask him, but I believe it was waterboarding, among other things. And uncomfortable stuff they did, like playing, you know, music that people couldn't stand for 24 hours, keeping you up and then interrogating you. So the argument is, I guess, you would think a guy like that would condone the second strike and third strike here, but he doesn't. We'll see why. But I haven't gotten anybody yet to tell me why, what you think of what Hegseth is doing here. Now, even the New York Times seems to back this up, that Hegseth did not give the direct order to hit the target again. They hit it second and third time, apparently, with drones. He gave the initial order. But is that what the admiral, is the admiral wrong? Did the admiral do something? Or was the admiral arguably following the line here? What the initial thing was to take them out. And you can make the argument, some are making the argument, well, they still probably had a good bit of cocaine on board and we're taking that out. So you put all those things together and who is it that is in the crosshairs here? It appears to be the admiral at this point. you know they want to go after Pete Hegseth. President making an announcement at 2 o'clock today. If I had to bet, I think it's a new Fed chair. And I'm hoping that the current Fed chair cut rates again. I think Henry's going to produce out of the bullpen. No word yet. E.J. Antoni, usually when you call him, he's ready to go.
Yeah, I don't have a word yet. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But if we get a new Fed chair, we'd hope to get him on to break that down. And again, new Fed chair. What's the big news in that? Well, you know the power of the Fed. You know what this could do. You get somebody that's going to go in there cutting rates as we head into the midterm. That's critical. All right, Robert in Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Dom, Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today. While I can't see much, I can't say too much. A lot of the people that are participating in what's going in the Caribbean have lost family members to fentanyl. Okay, so if they're worried about somebody like questioning orders, that's not going to happen. And I just have a question, man. I'm going to wait until I hear more from guys like John, you or not, before I, you know, make my mind up. But what is it that when they give the orders to destroy the drug boats, they don't say do it in one shot. They say destroy the drug boats. If it takes more than one shot, you fire more than one shot. I don't even know what the question is here.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I think the question is what they're saying. I'll let him frame it the way he wants. The argument is at that point, they're disabled. They're ineffective, and they're essentially prisoners. So can you kill them just because you've labeled them terrorists on the spot?
Well, if you feel that you still need to fire that shot to destroy whatever capability or drugs are on board, I don't care if it's 100 shots.
Well, the drugs on board, I'm in agreement. Now, I'm not sure where they are at that point if they're clinging to wreckage. That's one of the arguments they're going to make. They still have hundreds of pounds of cocaine on board. You can still take it out.
Okay. Well, if the Democrats think that we're going to try to be nicer about this in order to appeal to their sensibilities, they're out of their minds. Dom, it's a war, and I don't understand. Oh well, we fired a shot, but didn't take the whole bridge out, and there's still people on it. You fire another shot. I mean, I don't.
It turns on, are they still fighting? Are they still capable? The argument's going to be these guys are not, and you're killing prisoners then.
Making decisions in the heat of battle, it always works out so well. Okay, I'm going to get right to my side answer, and I'm going to wait to hear from the Honorable John Yu, because I like listening to him. There was a movie made in 1949 called Ma and Pa Kettle.
Yes.
Okay? And as I'm reading about this, I'm realizing that this is basically the original Beverly Hillbillies, because Pa Kettle was an affable ne'er-do-well. Ma Kettle was the one who did everything. She was the better shot with the shotgun and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they were about to lose their house, and Pa Kettle entered a local tobacco company slogan contest only because he was hoping to win a new tobacco pouch. But they wound up winning the grand prize, which was a new modern house with all of the conveniences. And the show is basically about Pa Kettle not understanding anything that's going on in the new world, sort of like the Beverly Hillbillies with the cement pond. You know what I mean?
Very nice.
So I'm going to go with the Appalachian family embodied by Ma and Pa Kettle and the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's a great one. Boy, these are good answers today. I'm glad I picked this. All in the honor of Scott Jennings, who was our guest right at the top of the show. We'll play a little bit of what he said about the elderly Michael Douglas and all, how this has come up. He's coming to town 1 week from today, and we'll have him to ourselves. You'll have him too if you get the meet and greet package. That's what I recommend. Go to 1210WPHT.com. You want to get his book. And he talked today about Elon Musk. And I just, you know, I've interviewed thousands of people, but an Elon Musk interview, I think that's got to be a little bit tricky. So I'm going to be interested to draw him out and talk about what Musk wanted to talk about and how that worked. It's a rare interview, too, to have that. And, of course, he's got extensive Trump in his book. And he's setting the other side on fire. I mean, there's Jennings derangement syndrome with people wanting to take him off CNN. I don't know this for a fact. I think he can stay on CNN and still be on CBS. And if he were on CBS, I don't know the role. I would put him on the morning show to be one of the co-hosts. You know, and he doesn't have to do just straight up. I think he could interview. He could do all kinds of things. And I believe you get sometimes the most controversy or the most interest by swerving into stuff that really doesn't have too much to do with politics. Like, we talk sports here. Henry, I haven't given you a chance on this. I would move heaven. You know, I'm serious. I'd move heaven and earth. These kids, they're younger. I don't know if I'd call them kids. They may be in their 20s. You throw eggs at the house of a guy. Anything that happens to you, that's, you know, nothing's out of bounds. And that's it. I don't care if Petullo sucks, which we're not really sure. Even if you're expert, you're not sure because you're not inside the dynamic of what happens. I think he's relatively mediocre. But it's reached a point now in Philadelphia where you go to a guy's house in Morristown, and it sounds like a good bunch of people, and throw eggs at his house with his family there.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. And it doesn't matter who it is. Like, right, you throw eggs at someone's house, you're going to get caught, whether you teepee it, whether you egg it, whatever, no matter what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get caught no matter who it is.
Yeah. And I see they somehow or another commandeered one of those road signs. Somebody knows how to operate it down at the ballpark. Fire Kevin Petullo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got to accept, you know, this is going to be difficult. You get that job that you love, put your life into it, et cetera. And I don't know that he's the only element of this. And it makes it look bad for the average Philadelphia fan, not just football. These national lazy people. Oh, there they go again. You know, Philadelphia was left off the list of the top six or five best sports towns in America. It is one of the best sports
towns. Yeah, they did that to intentionally enrage
us. Yeah, then it got everybody enraged.
It's rage bait. What are they going for? They're going for clicks, replies,
and
the story.
Oh, I heard what you called that. Yeah. Rage bait is the word of the year by Oxford.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Oxford.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've been saving that one up. I thought it was kind of random or in the weeds.
I thought it'd be old. I always feel like the dictionary is always like a year or two late
for those
words.
I'm looking at this thing here again with the cabinet. How does the guy from North Dakota sit next to Rubio and not RFK Jr.? RFK Jr. is two spots over from the press. He's the most consequential guy. He really is. I'm not saying he's the best. I think Bessin is the best.
And Vance is way on the other side as well.
Yeah, and he's on the other side over there with the Alder. Yeah. I don't get it.
We're talking about Doug Burgum?
Yeah, get Burgum out of there. And definitely that Lutnick guy, put him at the kids' table. Have a smaller table there, you know, for the second rank of these people. And McMahon is in a prominent position. She's had an organization that she's shutting down. Who does the cat? And Bondi's on the other side of the table. She's the other important.
Yeah, maybe there's no, like, savesies or anything. Maybe it's just show up. There's no assigned seat. It's just whoever gets there first. Like, oh, I got the seat next to Trump. Let's go.
Some of them have briefing books. Others look like, wing it.
I'm not speaking in this meeting.
Yeah, I'm not making
it. I don't even know why it's on my schedule.
Yeah, the small business person now is at the table. How's that a cabinet position? Come on. I love small business, but come on. That's not a cabinet position. Table ought to be like four or five people and not Lutnick. All righty. 855-839-1210-130. John Yu. Love this guy. He is one of the best we can bring you. I'm sure Rich would agree. And I think he thinks the second drone shot, certainly the third, there apparently could have been three altogether, would be violative. Is it? But it appears that Hegseth did not give the order. So that makes this even more bad reporting by the Washington Post, and the New York Times is the one correcting it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
Giordano's show. I'm going to play you the New York Post correspondent. Last name is Moynihan on CNN last night, making a good point. If you're going to comment on what's happening here with Hegseth, the drug boats, legalities, and all that, the price of admission, what did you say when President Obama, I think I have it here in my notes today, one figure, one guesstimate droned, it's hard to believe, I didn't even know it was this high, 540 drone strikes, 540 for the Obama administration. If you were critical of drones that killed young kids when we're trying to get a terror, I was not. I'm consistent. I understood what Obama had to do, and he did it, and I'm on board. I'm not like Rand Paul, that one guy running around in Yemen. He's an American citizen. We have to bring him into a court of law. No, we not. Bang! This is the guy that was very effective on the internet, radicalizing people to kill Americans. Nope, buddy, we're going to take you out right there. We know who it was and we did it. Here is Moynihan making the point. What did you say when Obama was doing this?
Well, one thing I would note is every lawmaker you played started their thought by saying, if this is true. And the fact of the matter is there is a lot in dispute tonight. We don't know the answers to everything. And Baca raised an important point that there is a difference between disabling a boat and destroying it. If it was only disabled under the laws of war, actually, they would have potentially been able to make that admission a military target. But I think a couple important points to make here more generally is, you know, it's interesting to hear the media talking about this breathlessly for hours and hours when, you know, Biden or Obama drone-striked. The only thing that needed to happen was John Kirby would go on TV and say, oh, we made a mistake. We're learning from it. And nobody batted an eye. And yet now this has become the biggest
story, though. Not true that no one batted an eye at Obama's highly controversial drone strikes. That's the first thing.
No, and in fact, in the Al-Awlaki strike, which was probably one of his.
Well, I don't remember it that way. There wasn't talk of war crimes. If people said, oh, that's not good, not good, not kosher. Were they talking about going after Obama, impeaching, taking him out of office, 540 drone strikes? No. My point being, that's the lens if you're critical of what's happening here. Now, Rand Paul claims that 21% of boats stopped involving Venezuela, he says, did not have drugs. Iran, we're not talking about fishing boats and everything else. We're talking high speed, obvious. The accoutrements of these boats are unbelievable. When you see that in these situations, you see how they're racing toward that. You know what's going on here. That's good enough for me. I don't know if John Yoo will agree with that. He'll be coming up momentarily. Newman Price on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Newman, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Hope you guys are doing well today.
Thank you. You too.
I first have to correct you, man. It's Appalachian, not Appalachian. Yeah. And as a Yankee that lived down there for two decades, I was corrected when I first moved down there and mispronounced it myself.
Well, now, wait a minute. I pronounce both, to be fair, but I was mocking the Appalachia. I thought that was just to be politically correct. You're saying the people there actually say that.
They do. And the difference is the third A is a short A, not a long A. I was told that, and I learned quickly how to say it because I lived down there in – I adopted a pretty rustic lifestyle. My closest neighbor was 2 miles away when I lived down there. So believe me when I
now wait a minute, you're a tech guy and all that. How the heck are you living in Appalachia?
A long story, Dom. I've lived several lifetimes.
Okay.
But to, I know you've got John Yoo coming up, so I'll make it brief. My side question answer is, and I think a lot of people can visualize this, you've got a hillbilly in some overalls with a straw hat chewing on straw while he's sitting next to his still waiting for his moonshine.
Absolutely. That is a good one. Thank you, Newman, very much. And then the people transporting that, you know, trying to outrun the law.
Bootleggers,
that kind of thing. And I never got to interview Richard Petty, the all-timer, because he got to interview him in person. His hearing was so bad. But just being in there with a AAA driver, oh, my God. And imagine these guys drafting at each other. I was on the Charlotte 600 Speedway. Yeah. And a guy goes, we got a good 18 inches with the wall. What are you talking about? We're going 0 to 100 and, you know, 60 and sound like in a second. I don't have the burn suit on. He does.
Oh, so obviously he's fine with it. Yeah,
that's right. He's not going to burn up. And Joey Vento having the three guys take him in the window and out of the window, you know, to get out.
Look.
I think I was able to get in. I could see how you get in. I know how to grab one and get in. But getting out that way, not good. I failed at that.
Really got to get the legs up there.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah. They had to help me out. I couldn't figure that out to get out of the car. Getting in, I can do. But it was the end of the day, and he said, you really want to go around? We got this driver here. The other driver's gone. Yeah, let's do it. My eyes were shut 90% of it.
Aw.
All right, coming up, we're going to have John Yoo. We love this guy. Philadelphia native, great credibility, attorney John Yoo, and he was the Bush architect of the, uncomfortable interrogation, or words to that effect. He said on Fox yesterday, he thinks the second or third strike here, we believe it could be three now, were violative. But I'll ask him about the whole proposition of taking out these drug boats. Rand Paul says 21% of boats stopped did not have drugs. And I know Rand Paul's critical of this whole thing. He says it's got to be a trial. No. I mean, how in the world are we doing it? How would Obama have done that? He hit the guy in Yemen, and the world is a better place. Thank God he did it. But Obama did not face what we're talking about here. 540 drone strikes, a wedding party with kids there. It was their one shot. They took it. I wasn't going to hold it against them. But they would have you believe that people were outraged. They weren't. They might have said, we don't like that, but it's Obama. Come on, move on. All right, phone lines. Hit us on the side, too. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, it is Dom time. John Yoo, of course, is an esteemed professor. I'll give you his credits in a moment when we have him lined up here at University of California at Berkeley. Non-resident senior fellow, American Enterprise Institution, golden stuff, and a guy who was the architect, and there was a lot of fire then. I forget, was he the solicitor, legal advisor, of what they did at Gitmo as far as enhanced, I guess they called it enhanced interrogation. And some of it really caused a firestorm, and I think it was absolutely necessary. So to some, it's kind of surprising, maybe, that on Fox yesterday, he saw the second strike in the drug boat. And we believe now, according to some reports, there was more than one drone shot after the first one would be violative, if those are the facts, if those are based upon where we are. I don't know what he thinks of the overall strategy of this. But let's have him play out and tell you what he thinks is operational here. Because, again, we're not bringing on someone just attacking the president. John Yoo has been through this himself. He has been through a lot of this in his role with the Bush administration. You may remember it. And Gitmo, which turned out to be a great place to send these people, some of whom are still there. And that's where they should remain, other than some of them should get the death penalty. Well, most of them. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. John's usually pretty prompt, but we'll get him here in a moment. I bet he's finishing up in an interview. Because you don't get a guy. Now, what about Rand Paul? How do we feel about, look, I still love, in theory, Rand Paul, but you know Rand Paul is not exactly the most easy to deal with the reality of the situation versus some what he says is a principle. I think the operational principle here is protecting American lives. I think the Mexican drug cartels are more of a threat. Now, they are inside the sovereign country. These people are on the open sea, so there's a difference. But hitting the drug cartels, Ron DeSantis and others have said that's exactly what they would do in Mexico. Drone attack. We're not going to put boots on the ground involved in this. And that's where fentanyl comes through. And a couple of things on this. One, with fentanyl, one of the big differences is you have people that are not addicted to drugs per se, that may come in contact with fentanyl one way or the other and die from that. Then you do have people that have become addicted and die from that. And the death toll for Americans is astounding. Now, we have work to do in this country to turn people away from wanting to do that. But at the same time, we should be preventing that from coming into the country. You know, and I'm glad with Trump that we don't hear people trying to say the phony war on drugs. What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to just accept it, particularly when we've shut down the border, which is a good start? Now we're on to the other methodology they would use to get into the country, the high seas. Okay? It seems to be primarily cocaine. I'm not so sure how effective they are, but I think they still are with getting drugs into the country. Are we supposed to say, hey, the war on drugs is phony? Don't do anything? Is that what we're supposed to do? I'm not talking about marijuana. We're talking fentanyl here. Marijuana is a different case. America has spoken on that, and I think America wants to legalize it, the whole thing, like in Jersey. But fentanyl is a much different thing. Heroin, a much different thing. You see what goes on in Kensington. 855-839-1210. No, we're not going to give up on this. And Trump really hasn't gotten as much pushback on that because people see he's taking bold strokes to get at this. The bold stroke, I would say, though, and I guess he can't do it now, given all the heat on this, is to hit the Mexican drug cartels. They have been labeled narco-terrorists without a doubt. We have some sense of where they are. Publicly hit them, drone attacks. Mexico's not going to help. Oh, Mexico will be mad. All right, that's something to consider. All right, we'll get to John Yoo when we get him set up. I'm not sure. Usually he's pretty prompt. Let's go to John in Huntington Valley. Hey, John, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. So my side question is bluegrass, my friend.
Okay.
I'm not a big country music guy, but I love like Platt and Scruggs, all that kind of thing, the Grand Ole Opry. That reminds me of Appalachia.
Definitely. Bluegrass is the music of that every bit as much as country, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, with this Hank Seth boat deal with the illegal orders, Dom, you know as well as I do, they're just testing illegal orders before Trump wants to start more people in the cities and see how far he can go, keeping us under control when he has his Reichstag moment.
All right, the Reichstag moment. Mark that down today, Henry. Those of you keeping score. Now, John's the guy who talked about the Nuremberg trials after all this is done. Now he's going full Reichstag.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to esteemed professor here, John Yoo, Philly native, distinguished visiting professor, School of Public Leadership at the University of Texas at Austin now. And the Emanuel S. Heller Chair in the Law, Distinguished Professor of Law, University of California at Berkeley, and non-resident senior fellow, American Enterprise Institute. This guy's exhausted before he gets up, just putting, honey, here are my credits, walking down here. I just put Roe, Dom Giordano, Bloviator, that's my card. Have gun, we'll travel. Let's go to John Yoo on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome in. Never a better day to have you. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me back. Look, I get exhausted. I can barely get out of bed thinking about the Eagles. That's what's keeping me low.
Well,
it's not
John,
my title. It's not the titles wearing me down. It's like, you, Dom, you're a bloviator, but I bet you could throw a short pass to Saquon Barkley with three yards and get it on his hands.
Well,
come on.
One of my accomplishments are my attempts in front of hundreds of listeners to throw a football 40 yards.
You don't have to throw a phrase. You can throw 4 yards. 4 yards is all we're asking.
Well, John, just so you know, too, back home, we now have an attack on the house of Kevin Petullo, the offensive coordinator in Morristown.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, people throwing eggs. Oh, so you've seen, not a good look. Yeah.
I was like, whatever happened to the ice balls? I mean, if you're going to throw ice balls at Jimmy Johnson's hairdo, you could spare some for the front door of the guy who ought to be moving along as offensive coordinator.
All right. So, John, given your background, listeners know your esteemed background, the advice, and I was at Gitmo, the first radio broadcast, et cetera. You have a unique position on this, and then your acumen in areas like this. So the first thing is, by and large, or however you want to put it, are these attacks on the drug boats? Does the president have the power to do that in the manner that we're doing that? What would your opinion be?
I think we do, but it's not because of why the administration publicly is justifying them. I don't think, and this is exactly the kind of questions we faced on 9/11 when I was at the Department of Justice about how to think about war. And the key decision that President Bush and all the leadership made at that time and was upheld by the Supreme Court was that war isn't just limited to other nations. Mm-hmm. It is possible to have a war with, for example, a foreign terrorist organization that has the power of a state. That's on the one end. At the other end, though, we don't use the methods of war to fight regular crime. Like, we don't use the armed forces to fight drug dealers. And so I think with the Trump administration, as they are, is out there saying we're going to war with drug traffickers, I don't think legally we can do that. We're not going to, you know, use the military to grab and shoot people who work for drug cartels selling drugs on the corner in Philadelphia, Corner Street in Philadelphia. But what you can do is fight like a terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda, which was intertwined with the Taliban, which was the government of Afghanistan. You can fight drug cartels that are intertwined with the government of Venezuela. And what the Trump administration has said in court is that the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, is the head of a drug cartel.
Right.
And that these drug cartels are acting as an arm of the Venezuelan government, and they're part of the Venezuelan military. If that's true, then we can fight them, and we're allowed to use armed force against their boats, their personnel, just like we can against their military.
All right. So we saw you on Fox, John, and given your background with listeners, too, they esteem you without a doubt. You're in the camp, I think it's correct to say. The second drone hit, though, after the boat was hit. And apparently, John, according to stories today, New York Times, there might have been more than one drone after that. So we could be up to 3 or 4 drone hits. You think that could be violative? And if you do, why?
Yeah. So this is one thing to also realize is there's two kinds of laws of war. There's the laws of war about whether going to war is legal or not. Like you're saying, can we be at war with drug cartels
or
with Venezuela? You put that to one side. Then there is the question, how do you fight the war? You know, once the war started, whether it's legal or illegal is one question. That's separate from how do you fight the war? And, we have very little facts of what's going on here, what happened. And I'm sure we're going to learn more. Congress is going to have hearings or investigation, and we'll get the facts. But the U.S. Laws of War Manual, which is the way the Defense Department and the armed forces define and apply law, where they have said you cannot give orders that say no survivors. You can't give orders that say no quarters to be given. And you can't say we're going to fire on the wounded or we're going to shoot at the shipwrecked people who are helpless and can't fight. The laws of war are clear. Ever since the Civil War, this has been part of the American rules of war. You know, we don't shoot and we don't try to kill the shipwrecked, the wounded, people who are out of the fight. So if that order was really given, I would say, one, it's a legal order, but second, the admiral and the soldiers who carried out should have refused, because I think that is one rule of the laws of war that's drilled into every member of the armed forces from private all the way up to general, is you don't fire on the helpless. just like you don't deliberately shoot civilians. They're both in the same kind of protected category.
Even if they have been deemed by the Secretary of State, right? He has the power to do this. So, John, I'm just giving you the argument here. Even if that Rubio deems them terrorist, your argument would be they're prisoners of a sort or they're helpless. We can't take them out.
Yeah, exactly. So it'd make it easier. Suppose this is World War II, and, you know, our troops come upon a wounded German on the battlefield who's basically given up, or a wounded Japanese soldier, and they're wounded and no longer fighting. Our rules and other side, look, the other sides that we have fought against never follow the rules of war, but we do, and we've always said we won't fire on such people. And this is something, actually, it's a Philly story in a way. President Lincoln announced this during the Civil War, mm-hmm. at the beginning of the war. He issued the orders for war. Philadelphia, has the Union League. It's one of the seats of the Union, the supporters of the Union. This was a big deal at the time of the Civil War that President Lincoln issued those rules for warfare. I think they worked on them in Philadelphia itself at that time.
Two other areas here, though. The argument that they're making, another argument, or it seems to be sort of an argument. If there are drugs aboard that ship, and let's say they're clinging to some of the wreckage, but some of the ship's intact with the drugs, could you hit that because we don't want the drugs to be picked up by the cartel?
Yeah, that I think you could do. The protection is only for those people who are helpless. Of course, you could go back. You could finish off the boats. You could destroy their content. You know, one thing that we're obviously doing here is we're trying to put up basically an embargo around Venezuela so that it can't feed its regime by selling drugs. So we're trying to stop the way they're trying to get money and resources. That's totally legitimate under the laws of war. There's no problem with that.
John, what about the order itself now? The claim this morning, at least Pete Hegseth and the Trump administration behind that, he just ordered the first strike, is his position. He commends the admiral, but the admiral made the decision to finish this off. If there's a trail, what would Hegseth have to be aware of? In other words, what would put him in legal jeopardy here, do you think?
So it's really, as I think you're stressing, Dom, it's really important to know who said what to whom, what exactly the order said.
Right.
You know, so if the order said, you know, take out this drug boat, that's one thing. That's very different than the claim, I'm ordering you to carry a second strike to kill the shipwrecked.
Right.
And so I don't know what happened. You know, we don't know yet. If Hegseth's implying I gave just this one general order that just said take out the boat, then he's not responsible if the lower commander, for the subordinate commander, took it upon himself to read that order to carry out this second strike. And so I don't think Hegseth would be liable. Now, I don't think people mention this, but I think if this has come up, I think what President Trump will likely do is pardon both Hegseth and the admiral if this resulted from, you know, basically a misunderstanding from unclear orders, and also make sure that the people who carried out the actual strike are immunized from prosecution. And in fact, it's up to the president to make the decision whether to prosecute anybody or not. And he can make the decision in order that they not be prosecuted because he doesn't think they committed a war crime.
John, if you can answer, and if you can't, you can't still at this point in time. Do you remember people at Gitmo or related to the prisoner, the terrorist going there? Did any of them say this is illegal? Did any of them ever say they wanted to opt out of this? Yeah.
Of course. Look. Yeah. People don't remember. You were there at the time. People don't remember. It's very much like there was a huge effort.
Oh yeah.
By the anti-war left to say none of what we did after 9/11 was legal. They went to the Supreme Court and said those guys at Gitmo are being illegally held. They should all be brought to the U.S. and get a jury trial and have lawyers.
Right. John, I'm asking the military people. Did any of them say, I'm not going to carry out those orders?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember that happening.
Okay.
No, I don't either. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that happening. And maybe it did, and I didn't know, but I don't recall people refusing to. Now, one thing is we went through this very detailed legal analysis of why it was a war, why we could hold people at Guantanamo, and that gave comfort to the people who carried it out. And the Supreme Court ultimately upheld it. Right? And there were a series of cases in 2003. The Supreme Court upheld that we could hold people at Guantanamo Bay and that it was a war.
Was one of those enhanced techniques that was recommended or allowed waterboarding?
So you can tell from the memos that have been released that waterboarding was approved.
Okay.
And not at Guantanamo Bay, not by the military, but by the CIA elsewhere.
Okay. I mean, I support it, but I have said I think it's torture, but I support it in my sense. You know, I'm not using it as a legal term, as effective, as enhanced to get the information. And the people I talk with at Gitmo, I thought were doing a great job in using techniques that certainly were legal and actually getting results. So, John, what's the result of you on Fox, a national audience, saying what you've said? Given your background, is there any blowback? Are people supportive by and large?
I don't know. Supportive or not supportive.
Yeah.
I think right now people just want to know what the rules are, because we don't know the facts. We don't know what the orders were and who gave them to what. But I think all people want to know is, you know, what do the laws of war actually say? And, we're still like just now we're talking in hypotheticals because we don't really know what happened. So I think right now people just want to know what are these laws of war? What do they require?
Okay.
And they expect, that our military carries them out as they always have.
Exactly. Where do we find you, John? Where's the best place to go?
Oh, well, you're not going to find me watching Eagles games right now. I'm still so upset about it. I mean, I'm so upset about that.
It was
Chicago
bad.
Bears
Chicago,
game.
It was bad. Yeah. Are you coming back to town to see a game?
I mean, if I got called to see a game by somebody with tickets, of course I would show up. But gosh, it's hard to watch on TV. I actually turn the sound off these days and just watch mean, I can't believe this. And they're going to be on Monday night, right? That's the next game.
Oh,
yeah,
is a next
Monday
game,
night game.
And interesting game, to put
against
it mildly.
The Chargers?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, if they can't come out here to California and beat a bunch of fancy pants California people, it's 50 degrees and people are wearing down jackets out here. They think it's so cold. If they can't win them, they really ought to just wrap it up. I mean, it does feel like after that first Super Bowl run, the year after, I'm getting worried.
We are too. John, thank you as always very, very much. People really enjoy having you here.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to come back anytime.
Thank you. John Yu here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, there you have it, the guide. And I try to wrap it for you if you forget what he was involved in, waterboarding. Okay, give me your response to John Yu, what he said, that this possibly is violative. We don't have all the facts, but the second strike would be violative in his legal opinion. 855-839-1210. Hegseth is speaking now on Fox. I don't know if we can get any of that sound. I'm not saying if he's saying anything here that's new in this whole regard, but the president is there and he is at the cabinet meeting going through. Here it is.
And I have empowered them to make that call. Now, the first couple of strikes, as you would, as any leader would want, you want to own that responsibility. So I said, I'm going to be the one to make the call after getting all the information and make sure it's the right strike. That was September 2nd. There's a lot of intelligence that goes into that, building that case and understanding that a lot of people providing information. I watched that first strike live. As you can imagine, at the Department of War, we got a lot of things to do. So I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting. A couple of hours later, I learned that commander had which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat. He sunk the boat, and eliminated the threat. And it was the right call. We have his back, and the American people are safer because narco-terrorists know you can't bring drugs through the water and eventually on land if necessary to the American people. We will eliminate that threat, and we're proud to do it.
So you didn't see any survivors, to be clear, after that first strike?
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand, because the thing was on fire. have exploded in fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war. This is what you and the press don't understand. You sit in your air-conditioned offices or up on Capitol Hill and you nitpick and you plant fake stories in the Washington Post about kill everybody, phrases on anonymous sources not based in anything, not based in any truth at all. And then you want to throw out really irresponsible terms about American heroes, about the judgment that they made. I wrote a whole book on this topic because of what politicians and the press does to warfighters. President Trump has empowered commanders to do what is necessary, which is dark and difficult things in the dead of night on behalf of the American people. We support them, and we will stop the poisoning of the American people.
And Mr. Secretary, on the second strike, you said it happened more than an hour after the first. Did I hear it correctly?
I couldn't tell you the exact amount of time.
Minutes, or you went off the room, is what you're saying.
I already stated my answer quite clearly.
So that's very new stuff here. We'll break that down, then we'll take a break. But let me just give you what I heard him say there. So there was a period of time he had to go on to other duties. Now, this will be scrutinized under oath. We'll see. Let's take him at his word here. And the commander sees the ship on fire, so decides to hit it again. Now, I don't know if there'll be visuals where there are people that were blown up or the ship was blown up. They were clinging to wreckage. If that's the case and you hit it again, as Hegseth described it, that might pass muster. That sounds different than how the Washington Post is portraying. So the devil's going to be in the details. Love to get your reaction to John Yoo, though, and a reaction to what Hegseth just said, which is first time I'm hearing that. That's very new with President Trump right next to him. All right, 855 Fog of War, too. 855-839-1210. Let's talk Dr. Bentz for a moment. My good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, has exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification, and this is no small feat. Now, with over 11 years of training, 33 years of experience between them, it's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz in providing the very best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine. In addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Coley Bentz, three Bentzes here, keep track, a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, perhaps a second opinion, and just great, you've heard me over the years talk about how lucky we are to have Dr. Bentz and his solution-oriented dentistry that other dentists send people to him. Just do what I did. Call Dr. Bentz, the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949, or visit their website at BentzDentalGroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.